This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump did not sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package allowing emergency unemployment benefits and eviction protections to expire. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation earlier this week and on Saturday tweeted his objections to the amount that would be given most Americans as a one-time stimulus payment. He said, "I simply want to get our great people $2,000 rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill." Data from the U.S. Labor Department indicated that 14 million Americans would lose their unemployment benefits when the protections expired. The president is spending the holiday at his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. Lawmakers had sent the spending legislation by air from Washington to Florida for the president to sign into law. A partial federal government shutdown will begin early Tuesday if Trump does not sign the bill. Congress is planning to return to work Monday, interrupting its usual Christmas recess, and could take up a stopgap measure to extend government funding for a few days or weeks while the impasse is resolved. House members are also scheduled to vote Monday to override Trump's veto of a $740 billion bill authorizing the country's defense programs. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override a presidential veto. Trump has criticized the defense bill on several fronts, arguing that the bill benefits China. He has also demanded the removal of language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com.